Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Going our separate ways. You know, it's hard sometimes, especially if your colleague has become a friend or a business partner. A key question is about timing, that whole stay or go question. Here's my approach to deciding if I can work things out or just need to go my own way. First up, and this is easy, when red lines are crossed. If I think this mistake was unintentional, a misunderstanding, I usually give a free pass at first. But I will have the "this can never happen again" conversation. And I'll be specific. Something like, "you know what just happened back there? I understand the how and the why. You know, I really get the details. But this can't happen again. Seriously, it just can't. And here's why." And I'll also explain that if it happens again, I'm done, and I'll enforce that. Second, when we are at an impasse. This is the heartbreaker for me right here. It's possible for two good people to go in a different direction. The road splits and there's no meeting in the middle. This is when we have to let go and just say goodbye. I usually give a double dose of appreciation before heading out the door. As I get older, I've learned that relationships don't have to last forever, even those that go way, way back. So when I choose to let go, I make sure that it's done with as much goodwill as I can muster. The good times deserve a decent goodbye. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.